Iman is the most greatest asset that we have in our lives. But he started with Kitabul Iman. But as a preliminary discussion before that, he starts with Kayfa kana bad'ul wahyi ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did wahi come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in there is an indication from Imam Bukhari for the teachers of Bukhari Sharif, for the learners of Bukhari Sharif, for the ummah at large. The most important thing is we must see the wahi. And that is Quran Sharif. And that is what Allah has revealed. That is the basic source of our life. Today, unfortunately, many of us, we are thinking that Western education, secular education is the basic basis of our life. Without a matric certificate, we say you are a lost case. Without university education, you are a lost case. No, you are a lost case if you don't have the knowledge of Quran Sharif. And from Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, the basic of all, the first concept, Imam Bukhari is unique in this, that no other author of any compilation of Hadith started his kitab with kitabul ilm, with wahi. And how did the wahi come? And the object is not just basically how wahi came, but wahi itself. That wahi was sent from Allah Ta'ala. So this is from Allah. Allah is the absolute, the all-knower, the all-powerful, the only controller of everything. Everything is solely and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And with all these other things, whether it's the universities, the schools, all that is to say that we are in charge, that we have power. Our medicine will give you shifa. Our corporate world will give you business. Our law courts will give you your justice. So they want to take control, they want to play the role of Allah. So the first thing that every Muslim has to get embedded in his heart is that Allah is the absolute. And Allah in his infinite mercy has sent wahi down. So this is the basis of our life, the Quran Sharif. And our whole life, whatever the Quran Sharif has stated, clearly that is what we must have in our lives.